paragraph Gimel, V'yalkein hashchita b'mokom hatzavor davka. And this is why when we shecht, we shecht by the throat. Bimkoim hamshochas hatzavor, specifically where the place where the throat stretches. Kimavur b'yoradeya, as it's brought in Yoradeya Simen Chof. This parallels perfectly what Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran. In the story, Rabbeinu Zal quotes a story from the Gemara, and in that story you have these words, "Umashchei detzavorei, shehumarame zal gadlus." There it's speaking about gaiva, arrogance. When a person is arrogant, they walk with their head high, they stretch their neck tall. Bechinas yedabru betzavor osok, as the pasuk says in the Tehillim, they speak with a throat that speaks with disrespect against the tzaddikim, chas v'shalom. V'shom ikar hashchita, that's where the shchita has to take place. Lishchoit ulahachnia bechinas meshichas atzavor shebechinas gadlus, to shecht and subdue the stretching out of the throat of the neck, which is an act of arrogance, gaiva. Ki ikra ha'ola sanefesh wal yidei bitul ha'gaiva kama yishimavur shimamaranal. Because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, the nefoshos are kovoid. When a person commits sins, sins are a manifestation of gaiva. We know when it came to the first sin of mankind, when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, when the Nachash wanted to convince them to go ahead and eat, the Nachash said, you know why Hashem told you not to eat from that tree? Ki yoideh alikim, because Hashem knows that when you eat from that tree, you're going to become like Hashem. You're going to become as great as Hashem. Yoideh toivora. So when they went ahead and ate from that tree, it shows that that's what they wanted. They wanted to become great. That's considered an act of gaiva. And that's the root of all sins, godless. It's an act of arrogance, moired b'malchus. Hashem is king of the world. Hashem said, don't do this, and you're doing this. That's a rebellious act. That's an act of godless, gaiva. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that the main success in elevating fallen souls is through bitul ha-gaiva. Ki be'emes ikar nefilas ha-nefesh chas v'shalom ho'ayidei godless. Because the main fall of any Jewish soul is through godless, through arrogance. Shemishom ikar kol hanafilois, because that's the cause of all falls. When a Jew falls, chas v'shalom, into taivas rois or midois rois, kas is an act of gaiva. Pgam abris, there's a posuk eshes ish, nefesh yekoro hi totsud. A married woman traps nefesh yikara, a precious soul, somebody who considers himself precious, somebody who thinks highly of himself, he's the most vulnerable, chas v'shalom, for that kind of sin. Kimuva b'divra Rabbeinu Zal b'mokam achar, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the Torah, Rav Lochem Soiv Hohor, she'ikar hanefila al yidei godless, that the main fall, the main downfall and fall of any Jew is godless. Ki be'emes ein shum nefilo ba'olam klal. Because the truth is, on one hand, there's no such thing as falling away from Hashem. Ki Hashem yisborach b'chol mokoyim. Because Hashem is everywhere. So in a certain sense, you can't leave Hashem. Ki maloi chol horetz kevoidoi. Because Hashem's kevoid is everywhere. It fills the entire world. Ach kishyesh gadlus. But there's only one exception to that rule. And that's when a person has godless, oz, then the Gemara says in Soita, Ein ani v'hu yecholon lodor b'mokom echad. Hashem says, he and I can't live in the same place. It's either him or me. If he doesn't leave, Hashem says, I'll leave. So Hashem absents himself where there's gaiva. There Hashem is not there, chas v'shalom. Nimtza, shekol hanefilois heim al yidei godless. So therefore, all falls and all failures in religion are associated with godless. V'alkein elu hanefoshes shenoflu kol kachat shenizgalgulu b'chai. Therefore, these souls which have fallen so far down to the point where they've been reincarnated into animals, v'ikar nefilosam al yidei godless kanal, and we said that the main nefila of a nefesh is godless, v'ikar tikun kol hanefoshes al yidei anova, and the main tikun, therefore, of all fallen souls, of all souls in general, is through humility, anova, sheze ikar tchias ameisim v'tainu goylam haba, that's the main concept of the dead coming back to life and the pleasure of Olam Haba. Kama shekosov Rabbein Ezal b'mokam achar, as Rabbein Ezal elaborates in Torah Ayin Beis, chapter 72 in the second half of Likut Imran, that what part of a person is going to come back to life in the future? The humility, the humbleness, the shiftless of the person. That's what's going to come back to life. And that's the real pleasure of Olam Haba. The Pasuk says, Ki beko Hashem tzur olamim. Hashem created worlds, olamim, worlds, plural, with the letters Yud, Hey. Olam Haba was created with the letter Yud, which is the smallest letter in the Aleph Beis, to show that Olam Haba is for the little people. Olam Haba is for the humble people. Bechinas hokitzu v'rananu shoich ne'ofar. As the Pasuk says, wake up and sing, you who are lying in the dirt. Mi shenase shochein la'ofar b'chayov, the Gemara says. A person who, while he was living, he kept himself in the dirt, he considers himself like dirt, that person will wake up by tchias ha'meisim. That person will be brought back. V'alkein hashchita shu b'shvil tikun v'aliyas ha'nefesh, therefore, shchita, whose purpose is to correct and elevate these fallen souls, alkein hi b'mkoyim hamshochas ha'tzavar. That's why the place of the shchita is the throat, the neck, lahachnia ulavatel hagadlus, in order to subdue and eliminate arrogance, shehi b'chinas moshchei detzavara, which is referred to as a person going with his neck stretched out, trying to make him look, his nose held up high in the air. Paragraph Dalit. V'ze b'chinas kisui dam be'ofer. This is also the concept where we cover the blood of the shechita with dirt. Ze b'chinas shiflus, again, humility. B'chinas v'onoichi ofor v'efer. As Avram Avinu said, I am dirt and ashes. Shomer Avram Avinu, shebchinas shiflus, that's humility. Shaydei ze zochu Yisrael la'afar kisui, k'moy shomer azal. The Gemara says in Soita that b'zchus, the fact that Avram Avinu said v'onoichi ofor v'efer, Hashem gave us these two mitzvahs of the ofor, that we cover the blood of the animal, and the efer, the ashes that are used, the efer of the poraduma, the offer of the covering the blood, and the offer that's used in the, that the soita is given to drink. These mitzvahs are b'schus, the humility of Avram Avinu. Ki ikar tikun hanefesh al yidei shiflus. Because the main tikun of a soul is through humility. Paragraph Hey, v'ze b'chinas shehiyo b'shchita shepsula v'chein drosa asura. With this we could understand two of the major halachas of shchita, that when the shechet is shechting, when he moves the knife across the neck of the animal, he's not allowed to pause at all. Shehiyo means to pause, and drosa means to press. He must slide the knife in a back and forth motion. He's not allowed to press down, lidros. Ki hashchito tzricho shetia bishleimus ubezrizus b'li hefsek. Because the shchita has to be perfect and quick, without any pause, without any hesitation. Ki machmas shehabegodim tzoyim shemehem kol amanias mizgabrim umayin amoid. Because of the fact that the filthy garments that this soul is wearing as a result of its sins serve as a major obstacle. They try to hold back that soul, blocking it from being pulled out of the ditch, blocking it from going up to the Kedusha. Al-Kain Osrolasis Shum Shehiya Vehefsik. Therefore, the Sheikh has to be careful not to hesitate, no pause. If he pauses for a second, Kedeshlo Yizgabru Hamoinim Shema Begodim Tsoyim Chas Vesholim, so that the obstacles, these filthy garments, shouldn't pull that soul back down. It's like a person going fishing, gets a big fish on the hook, and he has to fight that fish to pull him out of the water. If he lets go for a minute, if he hesitates for a minute, the fish runs the other way and can pull the whole line with the fishing pole with the fisherman into the water. Kihem alulim limnoya ulakalkel kanal, because these begodim tzoyim can mess up. They can block. Therefore, the act of shechita has to be something that's done very quick. No hesitation, not even a second's hesitation. Zip zap. However, still, even though you're going so quickly, drusa psula, to press, to push down, and try to kill the animal that way, that's forbidden, that's possible. Ki afal pi shetzrichen lehizdareis b'shchita ma'oid, because even though when shechting, the shechet has to move very quickly, meaning, when we want to elevate the soul, when we see a Jewish soul that's in golus, it's in filth, and we want to rescue that soul, you have to move very quickly. Still, you can't force the issue. You can't go with force, in a sense. Because that soul must experience certain struggles, certain obstacles, to go through all, to finish, to complete the whole obstacle course, until we succeed in removing from him all of those filthy garments, shehem hamoinim, which are the obstacles. And you can't accomplish that in one move. Drosa is pressing down and boom, finished. Cutting the simonim that way. Can't do it that way. As we discussed in the first halach of Yoredeya here, where we spoke about Aliyah and Yerida, that in order for a person to do real tshuva, Rabbi Nazar says, he has to be boki barotzi, boki b'shoiv. He has to know how to go up and go down. And again, the act of shchita is an act of tshuva for that soul, and therefore it requires aliyah yerida. It requires at least that double motion. Whereas drasa, trying to press, trying to do it in one act, in one motion, that's trying to grab it before it hatched. That's trying to save that soul before it's ready to be saved, and then chas v'shalom, that could cause damage. V'ze b'chinas chaloda. With this, we could understand the third halach of Hilchas Shechita, which is the halach of chaloda, that while the shochet is shechting, he must see the knife at all times. If the knife goes under the skin of the animal in a way that he doesn't see it, if the knife gets completely covered up where he doesn't see it, that shechita is possible. The shechita has to be completely visible. That he doesn't hide the knife under the skin and cut that way. Or even between the two simonim, the food pipe and the windpipe. He has to be careful at all times that the knife is visible. So that those filthy garments shouldn't be mafsik, shouldn't block above the knife. That's the obstacles and the things that block, of the blockage of these begodim tzoyim, which is the skin of the animal, as we mentioned earlier. Because we said shchita is dependent on yira. V'hayira hu b'chinas pischo ilo. And yira is referred to as an opening, the heavenly opening. The pasuk says, "Pischuli sharei tzedek, ovoi vom oideko, zeh hashar l'Hashem tzedik mevoi voi." The Zohar Kodesh says, the pesach of the kedusha, the entrance way into the kedusha, is yira. Step one, when a person wants to come close to Hashem, is yira. Reishis chachma, yiras Hashem. The first step in trying to get to chachma is yiras Hashem. So yiras Hashem is called that pesach. Pesach is open, so the act of shechita has to be open. It can't be closed, hidden. V'alkein tzrichin sheyeh ha-pesach ha-shechita posuach legamri, b'lishum moineu hefsek. That's why one of the laws of shechita is that it's got to be open. When he's cutting, it's got to be open, nothing covering, hiding the knife from his view at any time. Paragraph Vov, v'zeh b'chinas shechita sasimonim beruban. With this also we could understand why one of the laws of shechita is that if the shochet cuts the majority of those two pipes, that's enough. He doesn't have to cut through the entire pipe. Even majority is acceptable. Because Rabbi Nazal explains over there in Likut Imran that a Jewish soul, when it's in exile, when it's in filth and everything, it's referred to as half, as Rabbi Nazal explains over there. V'alkein ikur tikunam al yidei shoylem el hayira shubchina shleimus. And therefore, the main tikun is to elevate it from half to yira. What is yira? Yira is whole. Yira is shleimus. Yerushalayim. Yira shalem. Ki ikur tikun shelohem lahaloisim ebchinas palga v'chisoroin lebchinas yira shalem. Because the main tikun of these souls is to elevate them from half, from lacking, from chisorin, to elevate them to yira sholem, to shleimus hachesroinois. Valkein hashchita beroiv hasimonim. And this is why shchita is kosher with majority of the simonim. Ki hanefoshois hanefulois himchinas hanefoshois haashukois betikla ki adua. Because these fallen souls are referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as souls that are trapped betikla. Tikla is a term used to refer to klipas noiga, a place of good and bad. Tikla also means a mishka, like on a scale that's perfectly balanced, where the good and bad are equal in a sense, and it doesn't move to either side. Vatikla hu bechinas palga. Tikla is a concept of half. It's 50% good, 50% bad. Ki ma'urav toi vora, chetzioi toi vechetzioi ra. Veze b'chinas tikla she'oimed ala mishka ve'enoi noite lekan o lekan. That's this term tikla, which means mishkal. It's on the scale and it's perfectly balanced. It's not leaning to either way. It's a stalemate. It's stuck. When something's stuck, you can't get it out of its exile, in a sense, out of its position. And we know that the Gemara says in one place that a Jew should always picture himself as 50% good, 50% bad. And also he should picture the entire Klal Yisrael as half good, half bad. And the next move that he makes is going to be machria himself and the whole Jewish people, either for good or for bad. If he does one sin, chas v'shalom, he can tip the scales for himself and for the entire Klal Yisrael to negative. And if he does one mitzvah, his next mitzvah could make the entire difference between tipping the scales, you know, for the good. V'alkein ha'odom nidoin achar ruboi, k'moy sham razal. And this is why the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Mem, that a person is judged by majority, the majority of his deeds. Human beings are very far from perfect. Ki tekev kishemachria ma'at kechut asayro lekav schus, because the moment a person leans a little bit, like a hairbreadth, towards the side of good, azay nechleles betoiv, then he zoche to mamish enter into the good, to become part of the good, v'nase kuloi toiv, and he becomes all good. V'ze bechinas, this is what the pasuk says in Tehillim, usvivov nisaro ma'oid, that around Hashem, Kavyochel, things are very stormy. Rav Nosson Zal gives us a different taich of this pasuk now. Usvivov zebechinas tikla, shehu bechinas noiga kiyadua. Soviv means around, something that encircles something. In the vision that Yecheskel Anovi saw of the light of Hashem and other, he saw that there was a noiga, a twilight that surrounded the Kedusha. So this usvivav refers to the klipas noiga, which is good and bad. Bechinas noiga lo soviv, as the pasuk says in the beginning of Yecheskel Anovi, that noiga encircled the chashmal. Shom hakoil toli b'chut asayra, and there nisara. Everything depends on a saira, a hair. Bechinas nisara ma'oid, that one hair breadth to the side of good or to the side of bad could make the whole difference. V'alkein hashchita berubay, and therefore, when it comes to shchita, as long as he shechted 51% of the simen, it's kosher. K'ayidechut hasayra hamashlem esaroiv, because through that drop that brings it from 50% to roiv, ayidze yoytzin hanefoshes mebchinas palganal. That's what helps those souls to exit from the category of palga, half. Mebchinas hatiklo kanal, that category called tiklo, ki nechro mekav schus aydei roiv, because through the roiv they're pushed over to the side of merit. Va'oz nechlolin besitra de toiv, and then they become part of the side of good, bebechinas yirah sholem, shubechinas hachalef hasholem, which is the perfect knife. Final paragraph, paragraph Zion. V'alkein omer hazal, this is why the Gemara says in Psochim, am ha'oretz lo yoichal basar, that an am ha'oretz, a person who doesn't study Torah at all, should not eat meat, ki'ef sholechol basar ki'im alidei esek ha'toyra, because shchita, meat, is dependent on Torah, on learning Torah, as Rabbein Azal says over in the Kutimran, that whenever you want to take Jewish souls that are in exile, that are in a low place, and you want to elevate them, you need the Torah. Baruch Hashem.